Universal Energy Radio's Transform Your Abundance with myself, Anna B., and Anita Roush. Hey, Anita.
Hey, Anna.
Oh, wow.
How's it going?
It's going. What an interesting, interesting, good couple of days, weeks. I don't know what I feel like I haven't talked to you in forever, but it's really just been a week. And you've been
right.
On holiday, enjoying yourself. You'll have to fill us in on what you've been up to, and
okay.
You know, it's the 4th of July weekend. So, but you started way before then.
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
I did.
You were sending us some,
because we
fun photos.
Yeah, we had a drive, and then we decided to stay at places in between, which was a lot of fun.
Oh, well, that's neat.
That's neat. You know,
yeah.
Rather
so this
than
was like a little
driving all the way
family?
Through.
Yeah, do you mind me asking where you guys were heading?
Oh, Norfolk. Virginia.
Oh, okay. So you were on a journey up there and then back. All right. Okay. That's fun. That's fun.
Seeing the world's largest chest of drawers.
Yeah, I saw that. And largest fire hydrant.
Yeah, there you go. You know, all those important places.
Yeah, I kept thinking the world's largest ball of yarn, the world's largest ball of aluminum foil, a big rocking chair. Yeah,
that'll
so
be the next trip.
Yeah, in the U.S. I keep saying the United States has some amazing places. We just a lot of times we don't focus on those. We focus on the other exotic places that we all dream about going, right? But U.S. is a lot of fun. U.S. is a lot of fun. But yeah, so it's been an interesting week in that we've had a lot of universal energetic shifts happening. I think last night there was some
lining up. Yep.
Partial eclipse. And so a lot of things happen energetically, and having conversations with people who are obviously feeling the transformation and feeling the shifts that are happening. And this show is really about that, just wanting to help people not really understand. I mean, if you're fascinated by all of that, planets in alignment, everything going retrograde, moons and eclipses and all that, that's great. That's fine. You know, we can dig up details on all of that stuff. And I think each, I want to say each host on the station.
Yeah, but there was another huge one.
What?
There was another huge one.
That was last night.
A planet alignment.
It
July 4th, there was a rare planet alignment that won't happen again until 2162. And the last time it happened, I think, was 1982.
Oh, wow.
Where all the planets of the solar system will all line up on one side of the sun. That was a biggie.
So what kind of...
Yep.
What kind of... What would you say that were the evidence... What would be evident in someone when they feel these shifts? Would they be... because I know I've been feeling extremely peaceful. And that's been... Not that it's been interesting, because I feel like I am the majority of the time. And I just, you know, and I don't know if it's just the work that we've all been doing together, and that we allow the transformations and we allow the shifts to happen without resistance, because I believe resistance is the thing that causes things to not come out the way you necessarily want them to, or have some sort of something that happens, or maybe feelings of heaviness and feelings of... just some really strange feelings that people have been coming up with. It. I think the only physiological thing that has been happening to me is I've had pressure on the back of my neck, and I've gotten headaches over the past week. So
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just very aware of
that. Could be
that.
The Schumann resonance, too. Yeah, that could be, mm-hmm. you know, we talk about the Schumann resonance where there's mm-hmm. spikes in the earth energy, and that mm-hmm. can affect you, too.
Okay. There's so much, yeah. I think, in the universe and on our planet that is happening right now, along with everything on the planet, you know, the pandemic. I mean, there's a lot of how did you do with the whole pandemic thing while you guys were traveling? Like, did you feel that
it
people were social distancing?
It was interesting. Certain spots they were, certain spots they weren't. But what we did mm-hmm. is we just paid attention, like, you know, like if we need to go to the bathroom, let's say, we wouldn't go to, like, a place where we saw 50 cars.
Right.
You know, whether they had masks right. on or not. So what we ended up doing, which was pretty cool, was like going to a Holiday Inn because most of them have a bathroom in the lobby and they're very clean.
Mm-hmm.
So we did
mm-hmm.
that with our mask on. So it was really just oh. only us or maybe one or two more people.
Okay.
So we
so that,
were conscious
that, yeah.
that way. Mm-hmm.
Yes. We realized, too, like we're on Tybee Island right now, and we noticed that the majority of the people were not wearing masks. The majority of the people were not
mm-hmm.
social distancing. The restaurants did a really mm-hmm. good job. Most of the restaurants did a really good job of separating. Now, we're in one of my brother's houses here, so we generally cook anyway because right now – there are 2, 4, 6, 8. There are 8 people here now, but
mm-hmm.
the past couple of days there have been 10 people here. So it's been, you know, for a crew of 10 to go out to dinner sometimes is not easy. And a regular time, right? So generally when we're here like
mm-hmm.
that, we like cook and everybody eat together and stuff like that. So, but, you know, as we're riding around the island, you know, I'm just observing what people are doing and how people are acting in this pandemic. And I really noticed, especially the young people who are, you know, we're at the beach, woohoo, just noticing there's no social distancing
right.
whatsoever. And there's not even social distancing for themselves, but there's not even a thought into not staying away from other people, you know, let me step 6 feet apart from you. And so I thought that was really interesting how.
Now see
was,
where we
just,
were, people did a good job of that. They,
yeah.
you know, like they set down their chairs and their umbrellas and stuff, and it was usually
mm-hmm.
more than 6 feet apart.
No, oh, that's good.
So they, yeah, so where we were, they actually were doing a good job, but they also had a, I guess, beach patrol, you call it, on a four-wheeler
mm, yeah.
that would come by
mm-hmm.
from time to time.
Okay. Okay. And were they commenting
on anything?
I
don't know if there was beach patrol. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's interesting. Yeah. So again, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I don't watch the news. I don't pay attention and focus on what
right.
is being said out
no.
there about it. But you know, we have
mm-hmm.
had some personal things that have happened in our family, and so that's made us just really more aware of it. And I was talking to my brother, and he was saying, you know, he wasn't, not that he wasn't social distancing, but you know, he wasn't taking it super serious, and he wasn't. And he was wearing, you know, they go out in public, they would wear masks and stuff. And, but his mother-in-law, my sister-in-law, mom passed away recently of COVID-19. So, he said, you know, until then, he, you know, it was kind of like, whoa, it was kind of a shock, you know?
Right.
So I think that's because I know people who absolutely will not wear a mask. They is absolutely, not they don't even acknowledge the pandemic, really. They just say nobody's going to tell me what I can have to do. And so I understand that perspective. At the same time, I respect other people, and I mm-hmm. respect how they're being out there. So that, you know, when we talk about abundance and we talk, you know, it's like, well, how does the COVID-19 relate to abundance? How does the pandemic relate to abundance? Because I think a lot of people with the situation, we have people who are either working from home or losing their, basically release, I say releasing their jobs. We have people who are mm-hmm. having to change the way they live because of this. So again, it goes back to mm-hmm. mindset, and let's talk about that, because, you know, I was kind of in between. I was doing it respectfully for other people when I did go out to the grocery store. And one of the things that I had to be mindful of was when I was in Alabama with my father and his wife, I would do all the grocery shopping. So I wanted to not bring anything home with me, you know, I was real mindful of when I went out wearing a mask and even wearing gloves at some point and wiping things down and everything. So just being mindful that my dad is, you know, he's 79, he'd be susceptible to some of these things. So I wanted to make sure that he was safe. And, you know, so right. I was doing it mindfully for other people. So I think that for me, that was important. And so in order to, you know, because it is a ripple effect, everything we do has a ripple effect. And, mm-hmm. and when we talk about abundance, we talk about, it's not just about money, but it's about quality of life. It's about how we live our life. It's about how we receive and how we give. It's all of that together, creates this level of abundance in our lives. And to me, abundance is actually a happy word. It feels good. So I want more of that too. I want to be able to feel good. I want to be able to be around people and laugh and enjoy myself and do that, you know, I kind of do that when I'm by myself mm-hmm. as well. Like, you know, humor yourself, come from a place of joy. And, you know, how do we transform ourselves so that we live this happy, joyful, abundant life? And that's, you know, I think we have our mastermind group that we kind of hold space and we hold energy for each other. We send each other good, mm-hmm. positive vibes, if you will, and we receive good, positive vibes from everybody in the group. So that's really cool. Mm-hmm. We support each other. And, I mean, pretty much mostly, I think, our emotional and spiritual well-being mm-hmm. at this point, because we are doing everything virtually. So it's nice to have a group of people that can hold space for you, and you can help hold space for them. And I think that's important.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, I think one thing to me, Anna, is it's just like, you know, even people that do watch the news, you know, a lot and all that, because some people, you know, do want to watch it, and that's fine. But I think it still boils down to getting your priority state straight when you want abundance, you know,
mm-hmm.
is still focusing on what do you want at the end of this road, at the end of this pandemic journey, at the end of, or even what you want during it, you know, what
mm-hmm.
do you, what is your vision of how you see your life now and where it's going in a month, where it's going in 2 months?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's still mm-hmm. important to keep that focus and not get so sidetracked on all these other places, because I can tell you from driving from, you know, from doing the traveling that mm-hmm. I think the only place we saw, you know, where there had been some destruction was Columbia had some boarded up places, Columbia, South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I didn't see a lot of the things that the news had spoken of. And I'm sure it's there. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm sure it's there, and I'm not saying that. You know, a lot of people wouldn't mm-hmm. let you in the bathrooms and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But, again, I think it's keeping an eye on what your vision is so that you create that vision.
Yes.
And not continually being pulled to the negative.
Or pulled into situations that you have no control over.
True.
Yeah. So, like, back up where you said, you know, I didn't see a lot of things that they were talking about on the news, not saying that it wasn't there. And I look at that
right.
as you're not lining up with the riots and the looting. You have a different energy, so you wouldn't see that. Is that
correct?
I mean,
correct.
Yes. And so,
yes, I think it makes perfect sense because that's not the vision and the life I'm creating. Perfect. That's
so,
a perfect way to say it.
For those that are listening, that in itself is extremely powerful information. So when you are vibrating
mm-hmm.
at a certain frequency, you don't line up with anything that isn't on that vibration or frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to fluctuate. I got that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to fluctuate.
Mm-hmm.
And when we understand that when things happen, it's because there's a vibrational match. Now, that could be good stuff. That could be
mm-hmm.
stuff we label not good. It could be rioting. It could be
mm-hmm.
Looting. It could be all of those things. It's
mm-hmm.
important to understand that when you don't look at that, when you don't put it in your vibration and you're looking at something else, and like you said, you're aligning your truth on a certain path.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very different frequency. So you're not going to line up.
Well, I think
with all of that.
I think that's brilliant. I think that's brilliant because even where I stayed, the family I stayed with,
mm-hmm.
They don't even lock their door.
Mm-hmm.
You know, during the day, they don't even lock their door. And you can walk
right.
out at any time and walk several streets with the dog or your bike, you know, ride on your bike. So it's like
mm-hmm.
out of an old Norman Rockwell
yeah.
or Andy Griffith or, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's out of like
right.
that day and time, you know, and I was like, wow, because that's
yeah.
really what I like. It's like you said, that's really what I like
mm-hmm.
where you can talk to your neighbors,
mm-hmm.
you can walk, you can,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's sidewalks. And even the mailman, they don't have mailboxes. The mailman delivers to the door.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a completely different type of air. Yeah. So understanding that, you know, people listening to this show now, you know, take a look around at what your life is showing you, what you're experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, and there's no judgment on it either. It's just, you can change it. And you can change
what
that
I want.
In a moment.
Yeah.
Right. You're
mm-hmm.
you're lining up and you're saying yes. Yes to that. Yes to this. I'm lining
mm-hmm.
up and saying yes to this. I mean, I'm, you know, I'm on the beach basically. I literally am 2 blocks.
Mm-hmm.
I walk 2 blocks out of here and I'm
mm-hmm.
on the ocean. And so
mm-hmm.
you know, you know me, the past couple of years I've been traveling, I've been doing I've just been going
right.
lately. And it was on my list to travel, it was on my list to do things, and it was my idea of how it was going to be is completely different from how I'm doing it. And I'm not fighting
mm-hmm.
it, I'm allowing it. Even this is
mm-hmm.
the funny part, even with right now, my truck is in the shop getting, you know, nicely fixed up because a tree fell on it. And I chuckle because it's like, I'm still in motion. It didn't stop me.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't stop
mm-hmm.
me. The universe
mm-hmm.
is going to find a way for you to go places and do things.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want. Like you said, this is
mm-hmm.
the idea of how I want to live my life. I want to live in a society
right.
where there are you don't have to lock the door, that you trust your neighbors.
Right.
You know,
right.
That you can walk the dog any time, day or night, and still feel safe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that is, if you were to ask me, I'd say, oh, that's, you're looking at, you know, the 50s and the 60s, not 2020.
Right.
Right?
You're
like
looking
it's a
at
different
2020
world.
Where I was.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's interesting how you can look at that. Living your abundant lifestyle in this transformative time. And I think that's the difference in mindset and being able to shift where a lot of people are in fear, a lot of people are in lack,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people are, they're
mm-hmm.
scared. So that, I guess
right.
That's what I want to address, because I've invited a few people to create some shifts in their life with this the work that I'm doing. And I've
uh-huh.
gotten, I'd say if I invited 10 people, I only had 2 take me up on the offer. And these are people who say they feel frustrated with their life and they want to change. And it's like, well, how much are you comfortably uncomfortable? Or do you want to really change? I mean, do you really want to make changes? Do you really want to let go of those
mm-hmm.
old memories that don't serve you anymore? You have an option here. And I'm not saying it's going to be like a miracle and it's going to work, but I'll tell you something will shift. I'll tell you there
right.
will be a shift. We do it one time, there will be a shift. You know, we do it more than once. We do this session more than, maybe we do 3 sessions. There'll be a tremendous shift. You weren't on with us last night.
I can vouch for that. Yep. mm-hmm.
I love that people are saying this stuff works, because
mm-hmm.
it's just an interesting conversation with your higher intelligence, and it's you,
correct?
The higher intelligence, the superconscious mind
mm-hmm.
that's actually doing your superconscious
right.
mind, and that's the beautiful part. Is I'm not doing anything but facilitating something, and it's your activation.
Right.
It's you making the shifts and changes, and I think that's just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
We had someone in our group last night. We were talking about self-sabotage. Because that's
mm-hmm.
a program. How you and this right. is another thing too, folks who are listening. Transforming your abundance. When we say you're going to transform your abundance, what does that mean? That means health, wealth, relationships. That there's so mm-hmm. many, because it's all about creating harmony all throughout your life. All throughout your life,
mm-hmm.
not just I have a great job, but I have lousy, you know, relationships. You know, or
mm-hmm.
I, you know, because some people say, and I used to be a workaholic. So then it's like, well, what's going to make you shift? You know, how can you change
mm-hmm.
that? How can you harmonize?
Mm-hmm.
And I say harmonize your life, because it's like a song. You're going to have a highs and lows, but we're going to harmonize it so that really across the board throughout your life, you're living something that you're inspired by. You're living a life that inspires you to keep going, that is full of love and kindness and compassion. It's full of people and
mm-hmm.
places and things that love you. You love them. It's just a different kind of life. And
mm-hmm.
I guess the interesting part is most people, and I want to say most people, I have no statistics on this, but most people live a life of wanting. They live a life
mm-hmm.
of wondering if. They live a life that's not fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really where we're going in this transformation of our world. Living a life that truly fulfills you, that truly fulfills your soul's purpose, your passions, you know. I feel
mm-hmm.
like a lot of people don't even know what that is anymore, because
mm-hmm.
they're just, I don't want to call it, are they living? Are they surviving? What are they doing? You know? So how do
Well, I think some people, though, too, don't know that their creator of their future.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they create it. And
yes.
I don't know. I think some people feel funny about that. You know, how do I create my future?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's just, you know, I guess because it's not like step one, step two, step three. You know, it's something
right.
that you visualize and you focus on and you feel it and you do the type of work you're doing to release all the stuff that's not serving you. You know, that you didn't know that was there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot of it's that, too, that some people just really don't know that they have that kind of power to do that.
Right. That's the key right there. Most people are not understanding
mm-hmm.
that they are so powerful, that they have unlimited possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
They can step
right.
into whatever they want to step into. Because most people have been
mm-hmm.
told all their life that they have to do it a certain way. And that's one of my things now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you have to do things this certain way. And then you question it. Like, why?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because your mom
right.
said so or your dad said so. Well, why?
Mm-hmm.
You know? I see people
mm-hmm.
all around me doing it differently. Why can't I do it differently like them? You know? Well, we have...
Mm-hmm.
Someone raising their hand in our queue. So would you like
oh,
to take the
nice.
Call?
Oh, nice. Good.
Awesome.
Oh,
all
sure.
All right, area code 267. You're on the air with Anita and Anna. Hello.
Oh, hello. I had just put the show on. I didn't know if you were taking questions or anything, but I did hear what you were talking about, and it's so weird that I've been thinking about that the past couple of days that you were just saying, like
mm-hmm.
I'm 58,
mm-hmm.
58, and my husband and I, we split up 4 years ago, and I had a boyfriend, and he's like gone, and it's just me and my 29-year-old son, and it's like, what do I do now? Like, where do I get? I have no idea what to do. I do housekeeping in a
mm-hmm.
hospital, and it's scary. And I'm not. I feel like I'm not done with my. I don't know if I'm taking it out of content. You know what you were talking about, but
no,
it's
no,
like,
you're not
I,
at all.
I don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want more out of life, but it's like everything's gone, and I'm here. Like, what do I do? How do I do it?
Well, I think this is a, and I'll get Anita to address this too, because she's,
right.
she can intuit things and well, we all do. At the same time, this whole time, right? And what's your name? Can I ask your name?
Donna. I'm sorry, Donna from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Donna. This is yeah. Anna, and I just wanted to say that, you know, we all. It's like we all. I feel like we all want more. And this time right now on this planet is about being introspective and really paying attention to our inner journey and what's going on inside. And so, and really getting harmonized within ourselves so that we are comfortable in the space that we are in. And the only reason I say that is because when things start shifting, and they will, there will be changes, things will open up, there's going to be a different kind of world out there, and it's definitely going to be something that, you know, we're going to be being a little more active and things like that. It will happen, and the point is that getting comfortable with yourself right now when this happens allows you to be so open and so in tune with yourself that you can intuitively decide on what's right or what's true for you. I want to say true. It's not about right or wrong. So what I mean is when something more or an opportunity shows up for you, and I who knows what opportunity. It could be personal, it could be business, it could be anything. But you're going to be more open to it. You're going to you're going to say yes or no according to how you feel about it. You're going to be very discerning with your decisions because you're creating that within yourself right now. Because it sounds like, Donna, that you, I mean, I feel like you're good, you know, but you're just kind of like, yeah, but there's more in this world. I know there is. And there is. There definitely is. And like, I don't know if you were on earlier when Anita was talking about her traveling and how she didn't see a lot of stuff that the news is reporting in the world today. And that's because she has a different frequency. She has a different vibration. And that's what I'm saying. Align with yourself first so that when you get out there, it's smooth sailing. It's not this bumpy road of, am I scared? Am I frightened of meeting new people or going places because of what I think might happen? You know, it's that conversation within your head. So it's moving through that conversation so that you can get out there and be confident in who you are and be happy with who you are, because when you vibrate at that frequency, nothing other than that frequency can touch you. It is very much vibrational. And that's, I keep repeating that. I know a lot of other people keep repeating it, and we understand it. It doesn't mean that we don't respect what's going on out there. At the same time, we're very mindful, and we understand that when we keep our vibration at a certain frequency, then we will line up with all the things that we want to do, all the people we want to meet or gather with, you know, all that stuff happens. Anyway, so Anita, I want you to talk to Donna.
Okay, well, what I'm seeing in from hearing what you're saying, Donna, and that's mainly, as Anna knows me, is what I pick on what people are saying. I can pick up things. And I feel like with what you're saying, you feel like you're stuck where you are, but you certainly aren't. So I feel that for you, like to draw you a circle, you know, on a piece of paper and put you some pie pieces in there. And then, you know, first of all, you have to decide where you want to be. You know, if you want to stay in that job, fine. But if you don't and you've been around another job that you really love more, then put that down for yourself. Say, this is where, you know, I'd like to be. And I would advise that you put somewhere at the top, because I always feel like we want to get where we're going but without harming ourselves or anyone else. So I am getting where I include that, because like some people say, I want $10,000, and that's fine. And I, you know, that's fine. I might at one time want $10,000, but I certainly don't want to get it through harming anyone else or myself. So
right.
I do that circle and put that down at the top. You know, these are my goals without harm to anyone else or myself, and then put down where you would like to be working. Put down what kind of home you would like to be living in. Put down what kind of mate, if that's you're looking for another partner. Put down, you know, what kind of partner you would like, because I'm sure you learned a lot from your other relationship.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what is it you see now? Like, do you want a good communicator? Do you want someone who's in shape? Do you want someone who's savvy with finances? You know, I mean, those are all things you have to decide. But put that down, because you have a right to all that. And you are powerful enough, if you focus on that, to, like Anna's saying, to shift your energy, because that's what you're focusing on, to be around that type of person, be at the job that you want to be at, be in the home you want to be at. All that will be provided for you if you continue to focus on it. I've seen it happen.
Right. See, and
you,
go ahead. Oh, yeah, that's exactly, you know, what I want, like a partner, And then I start to think, I start to go back into the negative and I get very depressed. I'm thinking,
You don't want to do that. You want to say, yeah, you want to say cancel, clear, delete, because that's something that Anna works with. That's something, and Anna can speak more about that, but that's what she's working with a lot of us on, to release those kind of subconscious things, which is what you're talking about right now, that bring you to that negative side.
Yeah, because I think I want all that thing, a house in the mountains with a partner, I mean, stuff that I wanted all my
mm-hmm.
life and waited to this point, and then everything, you know, went. And it's just me. And then
but
I think I'm 58 years old, and then I take a pill, I went to bed,
yeah.
and watch Lifetime.
But that's why you draw your circle and you pie and you start concentrating on that. And let, you know, I tell people, I said, get you a big stone or a pebble, you know, a rock, and write past on it. And set that aside somewhere for you to look at and let that go.
Well, I want to address
okay.
this.
Does that make sense?
Which, you know, Dawn, I hear you say, you know, I'm 58. I was,
mm-hmm.
what, you got divorced and then you were dating somebody and that person's gone. And it's like we go through these events in our lives. And I'm 2 years younger than you, Donna. So at 56, 3 years ago, I started over again. I ended, I didn't end it really, but an 18-year relationship ended for me. And so we can look back at these situations and we can say, here I am right now. And, you know, I want more in my life. Yet here I am. And I have to look back at my life, and I invite you to do the same and pick good things out of your marriage, good things out of relationship
mm-hmm.
with, I don't know if you have kids, but if you have kids, pick out good things about them, pick out good things about your parents, pick out good things about your family, and even people that you had resistance with, pick out good things that you've enjoyed and appreciated, because that's been part of your journey so far. And I will tell you that my 18-year relationship did not end well. It was a very much, I was conflicted. I was confused. And, you know, why is this happening to me? And how can I fix this? You know, but I realized that it had run its course, that it was what it is. And it allowed me to grow and expand in a way that I didn't see at first. But as I contemplated and did exactly what I was saying, which is go within and really find out from within. You know, we can continue to, my ex and I can continue to beat each other up and say, this is your deal, this is my deal, you did this, you did that, and kind of keep pointing fingers. But how does that even help us now? What I want to remember are the good times, the traveling, the fun, the family outings, the adventures, all the things that we had, and laugh about those and enjoy those still. And even have conversations about them. When I do connect, we have kids together. When I do connect with my ex, I say, you know, do you remember this event? And it's like, oh yeah, we did this. So bring up the good memories. And what that does is just really helps you get happy and really look at that and say, you know, this relationship or these relationships were here for me to help me expand my consciousness, expand who I am, understand myself more, you know. And it's not about just having a relationship, because just having a relationship without any depth into it is just having a body there that you have to figure out, you know, what are we going to have for dinner? Where are we going this weekend? What are we, you know, and it's like a chore. It's like a job. A good relationship is about ebb and flow. It's about communication, about enjoying each other's company, and it's about saying, hey, I'm feeling like having some Chinese tonight. What about you? The other person might say, that sounds really good, or no, I'm thinking Italian, and you go, yeah, Italian sounds good. So it's working it out in a way that's sort of playful and fun. Now, of course, you're going to have your stuff. Every relationship has its stuff, Well, what I want to say to you, Donna, is, you know, you keep stressing, I'm 58 years old. Well, honey, I'm 56 years old. And you know what? I feel like it was not until the middle of last year that I started really living my best life, my really best life, and looking back at my life and saying, wow, what a ride. What things I have done, what people I have spent time with, who I've met recently, what conversations have I had. And I started really going through and having these great appreciations, even for the stuff that didn't feel good, because it allowed me to move through things that I wouldn't have otherwise moved through. I would have been sitting on the couch eating bonbons, you know, and ignoring it, which you look back and you think, I should have seen it. I should have realized it. Well, you know, they say don't shit on yourself, right? Don't. It's like, yeah, okay, you didn't, but now you're more aware of it. So when you go into the next relationship or even just dating, have fun dating. You know, I have a friend that's like, she's like, I'm just going to have fun dating. I'm just, you know, enjoy people's company, you know, go places and travel with my friends and do things. I'm not hung up on just having a relationship right now. I just want to have fun. I want to live a good life. So we can choose. And a lot of those programs of we've got to be in a relationship, we have to be connected to somebody intimately, or people are going to think I'm weird because I'm single and I'm not, you know, attached to anybody. Those are all programs. Looking back and saying, oh, I lost this. I no longer have this in my life. Or my kids are grown and, you know, they only call me once a month maybe. Or, you know, so we're looking back and we're looking at all the heavy stuff and the negative stuff. And then that gets us depressed and it gets us sad. But it's like we can't control those other people. We can only control ourselves. We can only experience things within ourselves. So that's why I keep saying, you know, when you look at life, and Anita, you know, she threw us on this 30 days of gratitude. Have three grateful for three things every single day. What am I grateful for every single day? And so when you start building the muscle of gratitude, you start being grateful and you start finding things to be grateful for, and it's amazing who shows up in your life. Opportunities show up in your life. Things to do show up in your life. And so we have Anita was talking about my work, and it's about when you become aware of something, when you become aware that I'm aware that I'm sad right now, and you really look at why you're sad, is that really happening right now? You know, sometimes everything that we hang on to, you know, exes and things that didn't go well in our lives, it's like a rock that we put in a backpack that we're carrying on our back. So I invite you to let them go and just say, this point forward, I'm going to intend to live my best life. It doesn't mean that we're happy-go-lucky every single day. No, it doesn't. What it means, we're going to have more of those days than not. And so, to me, it's working that muscle of gratitude, working that muscle of possibility. You know, again, what Anita was saying, you know, with the pie chart, you know, write down those things that you want in your life. Write down, if you want to have a partner, a mate, you know, write down the qualities you want in this person. And, you know, make room for that person in your life. You want to travel. I'm just throwing things out there because I don't know. You want to travel? Then start finding places that you want to go and why you want to be there, you know? And it doesn't, you know, it's like, I got invited to New York 3 times last year. And guess what? I never bought an airplane ticket. So interesting how life lines up for you when you were open to allowing it to. So there's a lot of things I could go down my list of things that happened to me last year that I had no idea were going to happen to me. I traveled in different ways with different people, with different means. I look back at it now and just say, you know, I said I wanted to travel. I wasn't specific. Look what the universe did for me. Boom, 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 boom. From the southern part of the United States, I was in Hawaii last year. It was up in New York last year. I was out west last year. I was in Vegas. You know, it was amazing that how all these opportunities showed up. And so, I don't have a magic wand that says, boom, it's all well. Not even for myself. I just said, you know what? I'm going to allow the universe to take me and see what happens. And if you're a God person, it's let go, let God, and then see what shows up in your life. And I feel like because I changed my mind, I changed from a person that was so sad and really sad and depressed about what happened, and not seeing my kids every day, not my home. I sold my home in January of 2019. I didn't even have a home. And here I am running around, you know, the United States. And because I said, I'm going to have a good life. Damn it. I didn't choose that. I intend that. And it started happening because I intended it. And sure, stuff happened along the way. But it was all because I was really in a great play. It was all easy to resolve. Solution existed. So I don't, you know, feeling that I get with your energy on when you first called, I feel like intuitively you already get that. It's just reminding yourself when you become aware of things that don't feel good and asking, does this feeling right now serve me and how can I shift it? And then allowing yourself to shift, because that what that does is, you know, the work that I do is I help people release their unconscious blocks, and these blocks are from childhood, you know, they're from before you were 7 years old. And because we have things that are stuck within us that keep us stuck, and the a process another pro there are many processes of getting unstuck, and one of them is just becoming aware of things that you feel stuck with. You know, if it doesn't feel good and it comes up, somebody invites you to go somewhere and all of a sudden you have this feeling like, ooh, I don't know, questioning that, then ask yourself, you know, why am I not feeling worthy of going? Why am I not feeling worthy of this, of having something? And I say that because a lot of times that's the trigger. You know, I was told, no, you can't sit at the adult table as a child, right? And the kid will take that as I'm not good enough to sit at the adult table because I'm just a little child. But how do you bring that through in your adulthood? I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough to have that. I have to use a paper napkin. I can't use a linen napkin because I'm not good enough. So it doesn't make any sense. But somehow it's embedded in your unconscious mind. And what I'm giving you examples of things that have come up for people that I've worked with. That it's like, oh, yeah. You know, Anita had one. What was yours, Anita? Yours about your mom. You know, something about her mom.
Her mom would do everything for her.
Yeah. Her mom would do everything for her, and she just wanted to spend time with her mom. She took it as, you know, my mom doesn't want me around. But in fact, it was the opposite. Her mom loved her so much, she wanted to do everything for her. So see how we bring in those programs?
Yeah.
We layer it over our life. And it doesn't make sense sometimes, but that's what we know unconsciously. So we live our life on 95% unconscious actions. We keep ourselves safe. Our unconscious mind is great. It wants to keep you safe. And sometimes the programming in there is from when you were 5 and you don't need it anymore. So really ask yourself when something comes up and you're not feeling so great, maybe you're just like, I'm alone, but are you really? Really answer the question, am I really alone? Well, no, I'm not. You've got connection. You're connected to the whole universe. How can you be alone? But sometimes we have that feeling, and I'm saying that because I've had that feeling. You know, and then I had to say, wait, you're not alone. Wait, universe. Hey, universe, you're here with me right now. You know, show me a sign. And you know, I'm serious. Show me a sign. And I will receive something. I will see something. I will read something. Some answer, some solution will show up because I'm open to it now. And it's just a muscle I had to work. And I've been working it hard for the last 2 years to shift from a place of what did I do wrong? What kind of person must I be for my partner to walk out on me? That has been my biggest question. What did I do? And then finally it was like, it wasn't me. Someone made a different choice. That's not my fault. Someone made a different choice. And I have to be okay with that.
with me, it was my fault. And then afterwards, I realized that the grass wasn't greener on the other side at all. But I also realized that the marriage wouldn't, it wasn't, we weren't compatible anyway, and we would have been miserable. And so,
yeah, and so it's like it ran its course. I always say you're either going to grow together or you're going to grow apart. And most people are growing apart, but they keep trying to hang on with everything they have. But what? Because comfortably uncomfortable. But why not allow yourself to let go of what is not, or what is making you uncomfortable, and say, you know what, I'm ready for something new. And even in our 50s, Donna, because don't you know the 50s are the new 30s?
Yeah.
The new early 30s, right? Because we, you know, yeah, we have this wisdom now. You have wisdom within you that a 30-year-old doesn't have. You have experience that a 30-year-old doesn't have. You have so much more within you that a 30-year-old doesn't have. So to me, that's powerful. It's like, wow, look what I've experienced and look what I know. And how would I do it differently? How can I experience that differently? And it's not about fault. It's not about pointing fingers and believing, blaming yourself. You want to do that? Just say, I forgive me. I forgive me for taking chances and stepping out of my comfort zone just to see and just to test the waters. Oh, my gosh, because you know why you're saying it's your fault? Because someone told you it was wrong. But you know what? What if it wasn't wrong? What if that was just about keeping you safe? What if you're supposed to go, hey, yeah, I like you. You're really nice. You know, you got great teeth, whatever it is. But, you know, here's this dude over here, and I don't know. I like the hat he's wearing. Let me go talk to him. You know, it's like, you know, you have some qualities, not all. Nobody's going to have 100% of all the qualities that you want. That's just, you know, I can't say that, but I'm going to say that because I don't know. I don't know Anita. Anita's been married, like, how many times? Anita cracks me up all the time. I've been married six times. So she's tested the waters. Yeah. She's tested the waters.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, you don't beat yourself up. Just if you want to say fault, don't say fault. Say, I forgive me. I forgive me for stepping out of my box or out of my comfort zone just to see. And then I realized, not that I made a mistake, but I did something different. And so now I'm looking at this going, yeah, okay, I get that. And now when I meet someone new, how am I going to do it differently? How am I going to be different? How am I going to shift me so that I can use all my wisdom and all my experience to step into this next adventure? I don't want to call it relationship because I think you might date one or two or three more people before you even decide if you want to be in a quote, you know, I'm doing quotes with my fingers, relationship. You know, you see what I'm saying? Because it's not about just grabbing a person and going, I'm going to hang on to you for dear life just so I have somebody to, you know, skid through life with. But maybe the next one wouldn't be somebody that you want to hang on to for dear life and skid through life with. Who knows? But be open to it. You know, don't say, you know, yeah, no, he's, yeah, I like him, but, you know, I mean, if you're questioning it, maybe not. And at the same time, I'm never going to say never because miracles and solutions exist. And what Anita always says, we're very lucky people. Every person is a very lucky
mm-hmm.
person when we choose that for ourselves.
That's right.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, I was always the good girl at home doing this and that and doing the forgiving and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I
well,
flipped it. when I flipped it and started living, my world fell apart. Like, God forbid, Donna was doing her for, like, a couple years out of all my years and not taking care of them. And God forbid, now I'm all alone and, you know, is this my karma? And,
I
learned it.
No. My answer is no to all of those.
Yeah.
You had to shake
because
up your foundation.
You know, it's what you focus on. You've got to start focusing on what you want, the feelings that make you happy, what situations you're in that you just feel really happy. You know, those are the things you want to focus on because, like Anna said, because that's the energy you'll attract to you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now,
you
I'll
know,
just tell you this.
Happy attracts happy. Uh-huh.
Right now,
okay.
I'll tell you this real fast. Like, I was down and out, and a guy that I knew since I was little had a crush on me, and we're both single now. He has his own house, and so do I. So, you know, I went over, we're talking, and I said, yeah, we could go, we'll take a ride up the mountains, and I'm thinking, like, you said, just date, whatever, and we'll do this. And he's not budging, and I'm thinking, wow, and he keeps saying, come stay over my house. Like, now, see, learn, like you said, learning from the past. No, we're not going to, that's not, and then we go, okay, I'll say it flat out on the radio. We'll go, we'll sleep together, and then we'll have a relationship after that. No, I'm not doing it that way. I don't like that approach. You know, take me out. We'll have fun.
Good.
We'll be friends. And then something else might happen. And now I'm not attracted to him or nothing. He's like, he acts rude to me just because I won't, like, take that step first. That be the first step. And then we can move on. No, we're not going to do that as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for owning that for yourself. Thank you for doing that for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for deciding not to have the same pattern or do the same thing.
So I was thinking that when you were talking to me. Well, yeah, that is one thing that you were talking about, wisdom, that I did learn. You know, you don't step into it, and that's how you make a relationship, and look at how it ended twice for me. It didn't work.
Yeah.
We didn't get to know each other.
Yeah. Right.
You need to put that rock behind you, that baggage behind you, and move on to what you want.
Yeah.
Yes.
And think about what you're saying, too. Instead of saying I'm alone, just say I'm open to having company. I'm opening, and even just friends.
Yes.
Call friends and go out. Things because you'd be surprised at just hanging out with your friends who you're going to meet. And even in this pandemic, people are connecting. It's very interesting. I love the fact that you said no, because I think that's really important for people not to have this. That's what I said. I've met people and I said, I'm not going to go through the same pattern that I went with my last two relationships. Okay. I'm not going to go through the same pattern. I'm going to do things very differently this time. And so I've noticed that. It's like I get to make my choices. I get to say no, you know, and that's empowering to know it's empowering. So allow yourself to, instead of saying, it's my fault, just say I chose to step out. I chose to make some different choices, like you said. You were saying, God forbid, Donna. It's like, no, let go of the God forbid. I'm allowing myself to be this person. Understand that you had to shake up your foundation to be able to let go of things and be able to, because once you let go, you now you've got room to bring something new, something more wonderful, something that works with you into your life. That is so important. So important. See, and you already see the value in getting to know somebody first instead of sleeping with them and then jumping into a relationship. Now you're like, no, let's meet, and then in this pandemic time too, I know so many people who are dating, who might have otherwise done what, you know, the opposite, slept with somebody and then we're going to date, but no, they are dating. They are full mask. You know, 6 feet apart, no physical contact. It's a whole different world. a whole different
oh,
world.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
yeah. So it's people are finding ways to connect that's not necessarily physical these days because of what's going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, I know, mm-hmm. I have a friend of mine who says, you know, I don't want to say this, but I'm glad we're having a pandemic because I enjoy going out with people and getting to know them and sitting across from them and being able to just, you know, have a coffee and chat with each other, you know, because we have mm-hmm. to be so cautious. But anyway.
Right.
Well, Donna, I hope this little conversation has helped a little. I know it's helped me. Like,
yes, it did, and I just came across it. And I just came across it, and I just heard that little bit, and I thought, wow, that's what I need.
Yep.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Yeah, we're on generally
usually
6:30 on Mondays, but, you know, we change our time quite often, so just check in. But Anita and I are on Mondays. But, yeah, call us back. Let us, you know, share with us how it's going.
I will. I will do that. Thank you.
Thanks, Donna. Appreciate
you. Have a great night. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, I love that conversation. Well, that's our hour.
She sounded like a lot of fun. Yeah.
She did. She does. I'm like, it's like get that shifting of blame, let go of the blame and all of that stuff. And that's, you know, that's a big part of it, too. I mean, I get it. I raised my hand to that. I just, you know, I was blaming myself. And then I'm like, wait a second, what did I do? And it's kind of like you changed. You know, my ex changed. I changed. You can't stay. You're always going to change. And you either, like I said, you grow it together or you grow apart. And you have to make those choices. And, you know, the what can I say? The adult thing is to be an adult and say, you know what? We don't work together anymore. This doesn't feel good to me anymore.
Right.
But how many relationships end that way? They call it conscious uncoupling, but what I found out, I actually talked to some people who did some conscious uncoupling, and it wasn't as conscious as it sounds. It sounds a little more eloquent than it really is. In fact, one time that she and her husband did a conscious uncoupling, and she's like, well, you can say it was a conscious uncoupling, but he was a bit resistant to it. I'm like, she goes, he's just dumb. Yeah, she was telling me, I mean, he had a few little issues that she had been living with for over 20 something years. She's like, I'm done with that. You know, she was, I can't deal with it. But a little bit of too much liquid libation in his life. Anyway, so do we have any last, I don't want to say last, but a few words at the end of this?
Well,
of this episode.
I pulled a card for anybody listening based on our conversation to see what Spirit had to say. And interestingly enough, it was about emotion. It was five of emotion from the guardian angels. And it was forgiveness is an important part of healing. Forgive yourself and those around you for any mistakes of the past so that everybody can move forward. Grieving is a normal part of life. Ask your angels or whoever that is your higher power, those who love you, to help you move through the process quickly so that you can get back on the path to joy. So I thought that was interesting. That card came up.
I love how the cards always align with whatever we're talking about.
Right.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that. And thanks for doing the show. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate it. Yeah. So are you back in the in our state, our lovely state of Georgia?
I am.
You're still traveling.
I got back yesterday.
You're back. Okay.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be back in that
I
area
am back
from,
home.
Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday. Yeah. And I get my truck back. It's like, yay, it'll be
yay.
Back. So I'll be able to be mobile again. So I will have to connect with you and see what's a good time to come hang out. But thank you so much.
Okay.
I've enjoyed this as usual. Always love the conversations. I'm looking forward to, I'm going to call them our snippets. At some point we're going to be recording shorter shows, but just for, I have in this mind, because some of these conversations can be in depth, but there are some practical little snippets that come out of them that I want us to just hone in on.
Mm-hmm.
So want to be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so we'll let people know when we're doing that. And that might actually go out on
okay.
a whole different platform. So we're rethinking
okay.
and reworking some things. So we'll brainstorm it out. But I really appreciate you. Thanks so much. And hope to see you soon. Otherwise, I will talk to you Wednesday.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Universal Energy Radio's Transforming Your Abundance with Anita and Anna. We're generally on Mondays at 6:30 p.m., but check in. The best thing to do is join us on Facebook, facebook.com/Universal Energy Radio, and we'll post on there when the shows come up. We do have shows Monday through Thursday. We have shows those days, and then we have other shows that get plugged in. So stay tuned on Facebook for that. We really do appreciate you listening to us, and look forward to more conversations. Everybody have a great morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are, and you are greatly appreciated and loved. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.